It's 1 minute after six.
Are you recording? Is it? Must be on. You started it?
Wednesday, August 23rd. I'd like to call the Village of Alloway Historic Preservation Committee meeting to order. The first order of business is roll call. Fowler?
Here.
Mooney?
Here.
Fredericks?
Here.
Genridge?
Here.
Brock? Here. The next order of business is election of a chair. I guess Trevor did some investigating and found out that you don't actually have to put up with me for another year. That's correct, right?
That's correct. Two consecutive terms is what you're allowed. And the terms do go 1 year. And I think the last meeting we had thought they
went
2 years.
Yeah. So, we need to elect a chair and a vice chair. And so I guess what we'll do is just open the nomination process. And so, we'll entertain any nominations for chair, the position of chair.
Do we have current interest? Bobby?
Been there.
She can go back, though. Yeah. He can rejoin. What a volunteer nomination. This isn't the Army. You can volunteer.
I'd like to nominate Cecile.
I'll second that.
Shall we vote then?
Sure, call it the vote.
All in favor.
I think she has to say in this too.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? You okay?
I'm fine.
Congratulations.
So it's always good to nominate somebody first. Yes. So then
when does that term start? A couple years?
It's going to start as soon as
three.
We elect the vice chair. I think. Is that pretty? That's pretty much your protocol, right?
That's true. Yeah.
It could be the following meeting, or it could be the following agenda item.
Maybe the following meeting.
Okay. Give you a chance to. Okay. So then, item number three, election of vice chair. So again, I'll open up the nominations for vice chair.
I'll nominate Howard as vice chair.
What did I know that?
Call for the vote.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The motion carries. Item number four, modify or adopt our agenda. Trevor, do you have any comments or changes to what we have in front of us?
No.
Anybody on the committee have any questions about the agenda?
No.
If not, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion to adopt as presented.
We have a motion.
I'll second.
And a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Item number five, approved minutes from June 29th, 2017. Meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
We have a motion.
I'll second.
And a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Item number six, announcements. Trevor, do you have any announcements?
I do have a few. First, the village has issued a raise order for property in the village on 1825 South Webster Avenue. That's a building directly south of Purveya Clinic, two buildings north of the McDonald's. So it's kind of a nondescript building. It's tucked back in there, covered with some overgrown shrubbery. But I believe the building was surveyed during our intensive survey. We're checking and investigating that further to see what any historic value there is to the property. But the inside is in pretty awful condition. It has been for a number of years. So this is just the next step for us to take. The property owner does have until Saturday to appeal the decision to the circuit court. So I certainly update you on that as that progresses. The next thing, tax credits. I'm sure you have probably heard something in the budget that is being proposed is a limit on the historic tax credits. In the budget, they would like to set a cap at $10 million and make it competitive towards job creation. So essentially what that could do is limit any housing projects, which oftentimes are the most expensive and create a huge amount of jobs, but preserve some really nice buildings. And then the third thing, and I probably should have mentioned this earlier on so you could have elected her to something, but we do have a new member, Sandy Juno. She's out of town on vacation this time, or this for this meeting, but will be joining us at next month's meeting. So I believe she has experience with Brown, with she has familiarity with historic preservation. So that's it.
Thanks, Trevor. Anybody on the committee have any announcements?
Farmers Market tomorrow night here.
That's it. Mm-hmm. The weather should be okay.
I think so. Trevor's in charge of that.
Good. Trevor's in charge of the weather. Oh, good. Okay. Hearing none, we'll go on to item number 7, public appearances. Anyone wishing to speak?
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. With regards to the raise order on 1825, building 1 on Webster Avenue, I am concerned that the building was identified in the intensive survey 2012 and 2013 as potentially historic. It was surveyed, and the State Historic Preservation Office said it was of no value, so it didn't make it into the as an eligible property. But in reality, I think that the SHPO, State Historic Preservation Office, made a mistake on that and a lot of other buildings in Alloway, because as we move into the year 2017, a lot of the buildings that were built in the 50s and 60s are now eligible for the National Register. If they're older than 50 years old, they at least meet the minimum criteria. This particular building, it looks like it was, according to land records, designed by John Nichols, who has the only other residential property. He designed the only other residential property on the National Register in Alloway, the 128 Taft Street. So that's also in our survey. A lot of people don't like contemporary buildings, but the mid-century modern is a very significant part of our history, and the mid-century properties need to be re-looked at and preserved. This particular one, it had a roof leak in 2013 that was pretty bad during the recession. People didn't have enough money. He didn't get it fixed correctly. And now it's in such bad repair that it just has to come down. It's in really bad shape. So that's what happens. Had that property been identified as a historically significant property, a mid-century historically significant property by a significant local architect, John Nichols, That property would have been possibly eligible for the National Register. You possibly would have gotten tax credits for at least repairing the roof and taking care of it, and somebody might have purchased it and renovated it because they liked contemporary buildings. Now it's too late. The building's in really bad shape, so a raise order has been issued. It'll be coming down within the next 2 weeks or so. But on future buildings, I think that we have to pay attention to our mid-century buildings. We have probably the best collection of executive branch homes in the state here because we have a lot of architects who are working on that here. So we have a lot of custom mid-century homes that were all custom homes, weren't tract homes, and that's what makes Alloway different. So we should look at that. We have to let the 1825 property go. It should have been included in the survey as significant. He might have gotten tax credits. He might not have. But it's too late for that now. Thanks.
Is there any need or incentive or interest in taking a photograph of the building, some photographs for the record?
Just the outside of the building. The
not the inside. But, you know, because there's a description.
That's what this one is, right?
There's a description of the inside. But I'm just wondering.
You have what's called an office campus, okay, which is kind of a start. Prior to this, you would have office buildings, okay? But this is, as you look at it, this looks like an office campus, which would be a collection of buildings, not just fronting on the street. And from, you know, 1960 moving on, you've got all sorts of other suburban office campuses. You know, the AMS is an office campus building up in Howard. So that's what a modern office campus looks like. But that was a start at what, you know, the future of suburban office campuses would look like.
Yeah.
It's not a pretty building. It's very, very elementary.
Right. And one more thing to add to that, the office campus, there is an existing building behind it that has similar architecture and was part of that campus.
That's a newer building, but it looks similar. Yeah. So, but it's too late for this building. Yeah.
Maybe I'll take a picture of it anyway. Next time I go to McDonald's, if I go in the next 2 weeks. Yes, sir.
My name is Al Martins. I'm with the Historic Alloway Society. And even though we've got different plans, is there any way we could work together? Just toss it out there. If there's some way we can work together, I'd be interested in sitting down and talking to you. So, my address is 829 Floral.
Maybe this is something we should have as a future agenda item. What do you think, Trevor? Could you put that on your short list of topics so that we could, you know, have a dialogue? And have
Our meeting is tomorrow night at the community center, so that's
and it might be good. I mean, I think most everybody on our committee knows what you do, but if you could come and bring some information. I know I talked to you and looked at your information when we had that.
The walk?
At the Riviera Bar.
Yeah.
And Grill.
Yeah.
And so we'll be in touch.
Okay.
And we'd like to discuss with you.
This may be kind of a dumb question, but have we worked together in the past? I mean, there's never been a problem.
We worked on the intensive survey together.
Okay.
I didn't belong to the committee, and kind of like your situation, everybody stepped back, and I forgot to, so I became president.
Thank you. Seeing no one else, we'll move on to item number 8. Action regarding 2017 Certified Local Government Grant for the nomination of the Robinson Hill Historic District and Roger Minahan House to the National Register. And Trevor is attached in our packet here a note giving us the background. And I think we have the action for us is, I guess, to say yes, we'd like to go ahead with this, or no, we're not interested anymore.
Right.
So that you have some an action going forward for the September 8th deadline. So, any discussion by anybody on the committee?
Bobby?
No discussion. I make a motion.
And your motion is to recommend...
Resubmit for the next granting year, for this granting year.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, Trevor, for getting this, for keeping this moving. Item number 9, update on Alloway Waterworks building located at 535 Green Avenue.
There's really nothing to update. Brad spoke with our attorney, and we should be receiving the finalized historic covenant for that building this week, which means that we can send it out to all the interested parties. And I imagine the process to be we send it out to the interested parties and give everyone about a month to respond, and then have the village board take the offers and review them and select someone. There are quite a bit of people that are interested in the property, so and with the recommendation of the restrictive covenant pretty much preserving the face of the building, that's the interest of almost everyone that looks at the building. So I don't see that as being a roadblock in selling the building. But I guess that's all I have for now. I'm hoping by next month we have something more. I really would like to see something go in that building, preferably before winter.
And before they change the tax credits in case someone wants to use.
Yes, that. Exactly. Yeah, so two projects
the
tonight that we were talking
about
that really tax credits could have been beneficial to.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any need for our committee to be involved in that process with the selection? I think it's pretty much up to the village board, right, to take it from here forward.
Yeah, you'll definitely be kept in the loop because any alterations or anything to the building, you'll have to approve as a committee. Anything to the face of the building that was mentioned in that restrictive covenant. So. If you like, I can see if, I mean, it depends on the timing, I guess, but definitely bring it to the committee for your input on the sale.
I wouldn't want to slow it down.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice to know it, but if it's going to slow down the process, I would not be in favor of that.
No, as long as we're informed and as long as, I mean, we suggested some wording that's going to be included, incorporated into the restrictive covenant. And so, to the extent to which it follows what we asked to be in there, as long as we're okay with how it ends up, as long as it ends up being, saying what we asked for, then, we don't want to hold it up.
I'll definitely report back to you.
Yeah, that's all. That's all we need then. Great. Moving on to item number 10, update on Green Bay Correctional Institution.
Nothing new to update on this either. We're waiting for the budget to get passed. And from what we've heard from Madison, they're not going to be talking about GBCI this week, so that's all we have for them at this time. It seems like a lot of attention right now is on Foxconn and not on the budget, so I don't know when, I don't even know what the timeline is for this, so be patient, I guess.
So we shouldn't be holding our breath, making plans for what we want to do with that property.
Well, what happens with the state budget, it's not like the federal government, it doesn't shut down if budget's not passed, it just uses the previous year's budget to continue operating. So there's really, at the federal level, there's that urgency that there's government shutdown, at the state level, there's no urgency, so I don't know.
We'll just wait to hear.
Right.
Item number 11, next meeting date and agenda items. The next meeting date is, I forget, I didn't bring my calendar.
September
13th?
27th. Oh, that's right.
That's like September 27th.
You're thinking of what your other job.
And by that time, I will have submitted the letter of intent, and I'll be working on the grant application for the CLG process. Hopefully, by October, we'll hear back if our Miramar district is on the docket or being reviewed, as well as the Grayling House.
Can I have an agenda item for the next meeting?
Come on up and so we have your voice.
Over at 2339 Oakwood Avenue. For the next agenda meeting, it would be great for this board to work with the Annaway Historic Society to document the 50-year anniversary of the Ice Bowl. Vince Lombardi's house, once he moved out of it, will now become eligible for the National Register individually because it's going to be 50 years. Up until this time, it hadn't been eligible, but now that it's 50 years since he left, that's coming up. So I think that private individuals could go ahead and just do that nomination, maybe the Historic Alloway Society. I can work with them on that, a member of that. We can just write up that nomination without any funding from anywhere because there's a lot of people who would like to write that up. And since it is now eligible because it's 50 years since he moved out, since the end of the term, and then moved to Washington, this would be a good time to do it. And it could highlight a lot of things in Alloway. And then we could talk about some of the mid-century homes that were built at about the same time. He lived in a mid-century home. He built that house, you know, when he moved here. So he moved from Mission and Ducharme
yeah.
Over to Sunset.
Any idea who built his house for him?
I think it was John Nichols. No, I'm kidding.
Wow, what a coincidence.
I know that name. We talked about that one already.
I don't know. But I think the file on that is long gone.
Okay. Yeah.
They put a nice plaque on the trail.
Yeah. Did they?
Yeah, it's very nice.
Oh, I haven't seen it. Yeah.
Did you see it, Jim?
No.
It's on the Fox River Trail?
On the Fox River Trail. Yeah.
Kind of like Curly's cemetery plot. That's not the word I was looking for, but anyway, there's a plaque down from the cemetery on the trail for Curly's burial site.
It says kind of a directional.
Yeah, up the hill.
I should get down there more often.
Yeah.
I mean, but this has a picture of Marty's house and
detail. Oh, indeed. Wow. Yeah. I had to check that out.
That's very nice.
Yeah. Well,
could we also put an update maybe on the Red Chapel? I haven't heard much about that lately. And we could. Oh, you get one now.
There we go. So, I'm also on the historic preservation for the Brown County Historical Society. And as it stands now, we're not meeting, we're not moving fast enough on the preservation for the chapel. So if something doesn't change, there's no reason to think that the chapel wouldn't be taken down. So we're not progressing very quickly with it, not raising enough money, and so there is a good chance that it'll be taken down. And with regards to the Red Chapel, I think that's historic on a state basis, because I believe that that would be probably the oldest burial chapel, which would be a burial vault. Okay, so they had burial vaults for burying people during the winter to destroy the bodies, but this had a chapel on top of the vault. So that was designed after the one that was in Germany, built along with the cathedral that we have downtown. So it's a very important architecturally and statewide, historically significant. So I think that there's a good story there to preserve it, that, you know, that maybe we can help get out. Thanks.
Any other items that we could put on there? And we did have, right, Trevor, we had a discussion, informational sharing of ideas on how we could work with the historic alloy. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so, okay. If that's it, then we'll move on to item number 12, adjournment. We've been that other place already.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned. There.
Oh, sure.